Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're putting the soufflés aside and amping up the volts. We're diving into the electrifying world of Tesla superchargers and their recent price drop.
Ooh, exciting. I've been following this. What's the juice on these price cuts? 50 cents per kilowatt hour sounds steep compared to charging at home.
Right? Think 9 cents at home versus 50 at a supercharger. That's a hefty difference. Though we're seeing some stations, like one in Quebec, drop from 50 to 42 per kilowatt hour. Still a jump, but hey, progress, right?
Definitely a move in the right direction, but why so pricey in the first place? And why the sudden change of heart?
Well, according to Tesla's charging guru, Max DeZegger, the goal is twofold: boost EV adoption with lower prices and, keep the lights on, be financially sustainable to expand that supercharger network.
Makes sense. More chargers, more convenience, more EVs on the road. It's a win-win, ideally. But is it enough? I mean, EVs are still a big investment for many people.
Totally. The article mentions affordability and access to charging as major hurdles. Even with cheaper supercharging, the initial EV price tag can be a deal-breaker. Plus, not everyone has a driveway to charge at home.
True, but let's not forget the upsides. Fuel savings, cleaner air, zero tailpipe emissions. I mean, that's got to count for something.
Absolutely. Huge benefits for our wallets and the planet. And this price drop is a positive sign. More competition is brewing in the EV charging arena, so Tesla's got to stay competitive.
I see. So it's not just altruism? Competition's playing a role?
For sure. One commenter called it, "The days of Tesla's supercharger monopoly are numbered." This move acknowledges that.
Got it. So, a smart business move disguised as an act of eco-benevolence? Interesting.
Maybe a bit of both. I think it's progress nonetheless. It's definitely a step towards that mass-market tipping point for EVs, as the International Energy Agency puts it.
Agreed. Gotta start somewhere. And lower supercharger prices are a welcome start.
And on that note, folks, we wrap up another episode of Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay charged up, both literally and figuratively.
Bye-bye.